Well, it started a long time ago. I was interested in waterways and boats and eventually fishing and fish as a youngster in my early teens, I suppose. And eventually, after high school, my pathway led down to Virginia Tech, which had a fantastic fisheries program down there. So I fell into that and got a degree from Tech and then went to work with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries back in 1975. It was a great job and eventually led to full-time employment until my last stint with VDGIF was as a regional fisheries manager.
So you've really been working in Virginia your whole career.
Indeed.
So you truly know about the state and the fish that live here.
Well, yes. It's been an interesting journey. My work partner and I traveled all over the western part of the state from Frederick County all the way down to Lee County, and we got to know the western part of the state and the valley.
What do you think is the most special thing about our region when it comes to freshwater fish?
Well, the valley is a very interesting place in that the valley floor itself is underlain with limestone. So there's a lot of springs that show up in the valley. And these springs harbor some interesting fish like American eels. And once you start getting up into the mountains, to the east of the valley, the Shenandoah National Park harbor miles and miles of wild brook trout streams. And the native brook trout is Virginia state fish. The Shenandoah River basin itself is supportive of smallmouth bass and suckers and some of those type of species.
Well, let's talk about the Field Guide to Freshwater Fishes of Virginia. You put this book together with a number of other people. And when I'm going through it, I was kind of blown away by how many different varieties there are. And some of these fish are beautifully colorful, and I couldn't believe it.
My co-authors and myself, we wanted a portable semblance of the 1994 Freshwater Fishes of Virginia book, which is basically the ultimate treatise for fisheries geeks like myself across the state. The problem with that book is it's very cumbersome and difficult to take to the field. Our artist is Val Kells, and she's a phenomenal artist.
Even if you're not into fish, it's fun to just kind of browse through and look at the pictures and read about them. It's really a very nice-looking book.
Thank you. And She designed the book as well, too. So the layout and the cover that you're looking at and so forth is all put together by Val.
What do you think is the most common fish someone will find in Virginia?
Well, one of the most common families is the minnow family. And there's basically minnow. Yeah, but the minnow family.
I kind of forgot about those little guys.
Those little guys, but they're not all little guys either. You'll see it when you look at that too, that common carp and grass carp fall into that. And those animals can be up to 3 feet long. So
all right.
Minnows go from that big to the very smallest, maybe 2 inches in size.
What about the rarest fish in the book?
One of the rarest fishes in the book is actually on the cover. It's a golden darter and it's found in Southwest Virginia. The Clinch River in Southwest Virginia is one of the state's jewels in terms of not only the variety, the diversity of freshwater fish, but also freshwater mussels down there.
What does someone do who wants to just observe these fish? How do you do that?
Oh, it's very easy.
Do you have to catch them to observe them?
No, but if you want to get up close and personal, that's one way of doing it. There's a whole variety of ways. Typically, one of the best times of the year to start observing fish might be beginning in June and running through October. And the bigger waters and so forth, you can actually observe by looking down in the summer when the water's clear. And then once you train your eyes through the river itself, you can start picking out schools of fish and you can see schools of fish or individuals doing all kinds of interesting things like feeding and positioning themselves and so forth.
If there's someone who lives in the valley and they want to observe some cool freshwater fish, what's the best place to go?
The best place to go is your backyard if you have a waterway running through it.
Cool.
Let's start local and then branch out. Any stream in the valley floor is probably loaded with all kinds of what we call warm water fish, but it's easily done and we have a lot of opportunity.
Paul Bugas, thank you so much for coming in today. The book is really fun to look through. Congratulations on this.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.